Moncrief on News Talk.
The Sean O'Casey Bridge in Dublin is a pedestrian bridge that opened in 2005. And because of traffic on the Liffey, it was designed to swing open to let ships pass, which it did until 2010. In that year, because of an office move, the remote control used to open the bridge was lost, and it remained shut for the following 4 years until a new remote could be sourced and programmed at a cost of €1,800. But before you start tutting about the state of the country, etc., etc., it is worth remembering that we all lose things occasionally. News Talk's Where Did I Put the Baby correspondent, Henry McKean, has gone to discover some tales of mishap.
What have you lost?
Car keys.
And how hard was it to find them?
Fairly hard.
So where were they?
Under the bed.
Like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
I have a fob in my car. I dropped it. And it ended up in a child's school bag.
Yeah.
And then there was a party going on in the house, and one of the children had a school bag.
Yeah.
And it stayed at the bottom of his bag for 4 days. And then it turned out that the actual fob, I never knew this,
yeah.
a car fob, it's €400 to replace. They're quite
yeah.
expensive.
Well, once I drove from Dublin to Valencia, and I parked my car in Valencia, and I went into bed and breakfast, and when I went back, I'd lost my car.
You drove all that way?
Yeah, yeah, but it wasn't actually stolen. I spent 2 days looking for my car around Valencia. And afterwards, people would say to me, you know Valencia very well for a guy who's here a week. And eventually, I found the car.
And why did you lose it? I mean, obviously...
The streets in Valencia, the planning...
Similar.
It is absolutely bonkers. There is no... They go around in circles. And it was actually once I got to know the city. But yeah, I lost my car for 2 days. And I walked around the city for 2 days looking for my car.
And was there drink taken?
No.
You just couldn't find it?
I couldn't find it. I was tired after the drive maybe. But when I saw my car, I felt like I'd won the lottery.
And like, I can't beat that. I lost my car for 2 hours at the ploughing championships. I had a team of people helping me find it. We found it in the end.
Well, you have a taste of what it's like, but after the 4 or 5 hours, you start giving up on life. You start thinking to yourself that God isn't with you. All that type of stuff. You start going through darkness. And I rang the police, and they were like, no help, cannot help you. And eventually I found, it was a Ford Focus 05.
And what colour?
Black.
And you just couldn't find it.
I
obviously,
just couldn't find
there's
it.
A lot of Focuses in Valencia, isn't
yeah,
there?
But not a right-hand drive.
Yeah, with an Irish.
I just couldn't find the street. I could remember vaguely, but anyway, I lost the car for 2 days, and that was my nervous breakdown of losing something.
Yeah, it's Councillor Manix Flynn. I represent the inner city of Dublin South East area. I'm an independent councillor of Dublin City Council.
You remember the Sean O'Casey Bridge being open. You remember them losing the remote control. How did you feel?
Well, I was actually around when they actually lost that control, that remote.
Did you have it?
No, I didn't particularly have it, but the point of the matter is, I wonder, did anybody ever have it? Was there ever one actually handed over? Because what's interesting is there's no record of one being handed over. It's just that no one could actually find it, and then the issue was who had it, so no one put their hand up to say who actually had it, which beggars the whole issue about remotes, which changed the whole way people view televisions and the way people viewed, you know, the household, because usually you'd be asked, get up there and turn on the television, turn off, change the channel. Once they got the remote, then it was like it was very easy. But once the remote was lost, then there was absolute chaos in terms of the Docklands and in terms of the loss of that particular remote. That was a very, very serious error. That was millions of euros. That was a huge situation, and it remained unfound for quite some time. As far as I know, they had to commission an absolutely new one that would open the bridges.
Obviously, the Euros is on at the moment. My son hid the remote. I nearly missed a match. I couldn't work the TV without the remote. He hid it, found it just in time. What have you lost?
I think things that are lost. I've lost quite a lot of things. The only thing you need not lose is your sense of humour. But what's actually lost in the society is actually common sense. Common sense has gone out the door. They lose all sorts of things. If you go into any lost property section, you see an array of things that are left, you know, basically abandoned in many, many respects. Even houses are basically, people forget they own properties. It's quite interesting in relation to that. There's people who've lost items of clothing, you know, I suppose the big in this country was that people losing their virginity. Do you lose your virginity or do you give your virginity away?
We're here on the Liffey, standing on the Sean O'Casey Bridge. Does it surprise you, between the years 2010 and 2014, they couldn't open this pedestrian bridge because someone in the now defunct Dublin Development Authority had lost the remote control? it stayed shut for 4 years until they managed to find enough money to buy a new one that was about €2,000. Times were tough back then. Does that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me in the least. No, if it's happened to do with any of these people, city councils or anyone else losing things or misplacing or forgetting about them, doesn't surprise me in the least.
I lost my push bike. It was a stolen push bike.
And what happened?
Basically, we got bored of pushing the bike around. We threw it off the bridge into the water. It was like 5 years ago, so if that was your bike, I apologize.
So the bike is still there in the Liffey?
It is for sure still in the Liffey.
And you just threw it overboard?
We threw it overboard. I feel bad
over
about it.
Over the bridge?
Yeah.
And it's probably there somewhere at the bottom of the Liffey?
Yeah, probably a few meters over there.
And what sort of bike was it?
It was silver. It was like a girly bike, you know, or a cruiser.
So a street bike, a girl bike?
Yeah, definitely a girl bike.
And you feel bad about it?
For sure.
And that person not only lost their bike has gone forever.
I definitely got karmic retribution because someone stole my bike like a couple years later. So full circle. But also this bridge sucks. It's so slippery. I think they should replace, you know, put some platter down maybe.
So it's about that whole business. Mobile phones are a constant situation of being lost. Boyfriends have been lost. There's a whole clatter of things. And as I say, at the end of the day, when you see all the festivals that are going on, then you see all those abandoned tents, are they lost? But the remote changed the complete dynamic. You saw people gathering around the television sets, all those old photographs of people gathering around the black and whites, all gathering around the colour TV, people gathering around the radio, people cycling for miles to hear the radio. When the remote came out, people actually came along. Can I see the remote? Can I look at the remote? Can I try the remote? Can I look at it? Now you walk into the average home and there's five or six remotes. There's remotes for this, there's remotes for that. There's even remotes now to turn on your electricity. There's remotes to turn on your heating. You can turn on your house from your motor car, and that's what's all happening. So we're in gadget land. We're in gadget situation. We're constantly searching for something that's lost. We're constantly searching for something that's actually quite meaningless. An awful lot of our time is actually in the pursuit of finding something that we haven't got. We've got that many pockets now that we're constantly, it reminds me of Samuel Beckett the Stone, we're constantly searching ourselves for things. And did I leave that? Where's the keys? Where's this? Where's that? Do you have that? Like the other day, for instance, I was dealing with a remote where someone was parking the car and I'd only one remote. And it drove me crazy because there were two cars and I had to wait around for hours to get the person in and out of the gate. That lasted half a day. Half a day my life was given over to the use of a remote that I couldn't get out of my hand, because as soon as I left that out of my hand, that was going to vanish. Someone was going to leave it. It was going to be lost.
So first of all, I lost everything. I was in the middle of nowhere in the world. I was in Malaysia.
You were in Malaysia?
Yeah, and I lost everything.
You lost everything?
Everything. Passport, credit card, euro, everything was gone. Suddenly you just feel you lost everything in your life. And you know, like, yeah, and instead of cry, it's what I remember, I didn't cry. That bridge didn't move for four years, apparently. Well, I stayed stuck there for 3 months.
You were there 3 months?
Yeah.
You've seen the Sean O'Casey Bridge open?
Yeah. And I pictured it because that was the first time I could see it moving. And normally the Samuel Beckett Bridge, they do open it like once or twice a year. But in 10 years, I've never seen that one open. And I was like, how does it work? And then, yeah, I saw it last Saturday. And
so
I was very surprised.
That must have been exciting.
I was very excited. I did a picture.
My name is Jerry MacDonald.
So Jerry, what do you do here at the Sean O'Casey Bridge?
I'm a tour guide. We work for a company called Dublin Discovered. We run river tours up and down the Liffey.
So that red boat, you know, the low one,
yes,
type that you would see in Amsterdam, you run
Paris.
That?
Well, run is... No, don't want the boss here. No, I'm an employee. I suppose nothing surprises you on the river. But it surprises me that, you know, a remote control, a bridge is remote control. Perhaps if they checked down the back of the city, they might have found it. You know yourself.
And yourself, you... No, the other bridge as well opens,
yes,
now and again, and also the East Link,
yes,
opens. Like, people do lose remote controls.
They do
lose
they
them.
They do, but there's
what advice would you give them?
Well, as my mother always told me, say a prayer to St. Anthony. I think if I've lost something, would it say a quick prayer, or better still, find my mother, get her to say a prayer to St. Anthony, and the thing will turn up within an hour. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. So you've got to say a prayer to St.
Anthony. Yes.
And that works.
It does work.
And it could work for anything.
It could work for anything and anybody. Even those of us who are not particularly religious.
And yourself, what have you lost over the years you still can't find?
I've lost my marbles, I've lost my mind, I've lost my temper, but I don't think I've lost anything. Well, I don't know if St. Anthony is able to recover minds and marbles, but we'll find out.
So you're quite good at not losing stuff.
I am indeed, yes. The easiest way to not lose stuff is don't have too much stuff to start off with.
So just have less stuff.
Exactly, exactly.
We are from Germany, Berlin, and we came here on Monday with our class, on our class trip. Yesterday, he lost his bag, this one.
And you lost your bag?
Yeah, we just lost it in the staircase, or we didn't know where. We walked through the Trinity College to the Bank of Ireland, somewhere could have been lost.
And we even went to the police station. We spent 3 hours there because...
3 hours waiting in the police station?
Yeah, there was no one in the...
No one in the reception.
Yeah.
And so we asked around and stuff. And when I came back down the staircase, back at the hostel, I noticed that there were cameras in the entrance. So we went to the reception and asked them to check the camera footage. And then they noticed the staff taking the bag but not returning it to the reception. So they told them to bring the bag and we recovered it.
So you really needed this. It's just a small bag. What was inside it?
A passport.
Passport.
110 euros.
Oh no.
My insurance card. And yeah.
So everything that proved that you were a German student on holiday in Ireland.
Yeah.
Did you get the money back?
Yeah, I got everything back. And there even were pills that are important for me to take because like I have medicine. A small disease. So it was very important for me to get it back and I'm very glad now to have it.
Oh, well, congratulations getting your bag back.
And shout out to the... What was it? The tourist information? They helped us a lot.
The bank security officer was also extremely nice. He did a lot of things to help us.
Last year, last summer, you know, with the excitement of the Rugby World Cup, as a family, my wife had gone through some medical issues. So we had a trip to Paris to watch Ireland play in South Africa, the rugby. And we just arrived on a Friday afternoon, all excited. We got a coach into town, got our bags off the coach. My backpack with my money, my passport, my phone, my laptop, everything in it. Handed it to my wife and says, "Would you mind that for a second?" Got the bags and we got distracted because we met some friends. And we walked off.
Oh no.
About an hour and a half later, he says, "Right, let's get a taxi back to our hotel." And that was that point we noticed the backpack was missing. I said to my wife, "Where's my backpack?" And she went, "What?" So in a panic, and he says, "Paris, there's no way we're going to get this back." Race back, and sure enough, the cafe owner had seen the bag, had taken it inside. And we went off and we had the best weekend. So kind of restored our faith in humanity and that there's good people out there. Not everything gets lifted.
So you left it there and the restaurant manager noticed?
Just happened to see it was there and they saw that we had walked off. I'd taken it in and they perked it up and they invited us in for a cup of coffee and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
and
that's fantastic.
It was kind of it's funny how we automatically go to a doomsday scenario. The worst is going to happen. And it didn't. It's like...
And then we won the game and it was fantastic.
We won the game. We had the best weekend ever. It was fantastic. Really enjoyable. I guess as you get older, there's a strong belief in karma. So, you know, I like to think of paying it forward. So if there's ever an opportunity to help someone, I'd always try and do that in whatever circumstance. You know, just always being aware of your surroundings and the people within that.
The average person, I'd say, on a daily basis, is constantly trying to figure out where they left things. Constantly trying to figure out, oh, did I leave on the gas? Did I leave on this? There's a constant pursuit of these situations. And we need to be very, very careful as to where we occupy ourselves and how we get taken over by gadgets. There's just a myriad of wires. There's a myriad of wires between pods and this. There's a myriad of gadgets, billions of remotes that are lying in the bottom of the ocean, lying in the bottom of the canal. Literally, when the Martians come and they say, look, what were these gadgets for? What were they about? You know what I mean? What were these people up to? And they'd be trying to press them, trying to figure them out. There'd be so many of them. And now you have a situation where in every single household, in every single room, you have all these gadgets. You've all these televisions. You've all these computers. You've got your screen on your phone. It's simply everywhere. It's a gadget world. We're chock-a-block with absolute nonsense. And what we've actually lost is the present. What we've lost is the now. What we've lost is a sense of self, a sense of being present with the self. What we've lost is a sense of our own mystery. And we only get those situations, unfortunately, when we're in grief, when we're at a funeral, you know what I mean, in those kinds of places, or even when we're at a christening, or we're at a celebratory situation. But it's a constant noise, it's a constant din, it's a constant search, and other things that are external to what the real issue is. And the real issue is that all of these remotes and all of these gadgetries are meant to make us a little bit more happier. when in actual fact they're not. They control the world. And we think that because we have them in our hands, we control the world. And when they're lost, nothing can move up the situation. And it's all kind of like, you know, to no avail.
Crikey, Mannix went to death on that one. If you've, you know, so if you have lost something today and you're searching the house for it, Mannix Flynn would like to remind you that your doom is imminent, to try and put that into some sort of context. Somebody says, though, there's no excuse for losing things. You only lose stuff when you aren't concentrating. If something holds value, you should always remember where you leave it. People are running around like headless chickens, but things have different degrees of value to you, but they still might. I mean, you might kind of go, this beeper for opening the garage door is really valuable to me and it brings back all sorts of memories, but it's a kind of thing, it's easily lost. If anyone lost a suitcase in Lifford in Donegal 2 weeks ago, you can collect it from Letterkenny Garda Station tomorrow. So there you go, public service announcement there. I lost my passport on the plane before. I had it when I checked in. When we landed back in Dublin 5 hours later, it was gone. The drama, you know the way we always say that? It was gone. It just did it itself. I didn't leave it down someplace. Anyway, it was gone. The drama I had to go through in order to get back into Ireland was insane. It never showed up. The airline did a sweep of the plane that night for me. Isn't that interesting, though? Because if you kind of, so if you turn up and you've got an Irish accent and you're, you know, clearly Irish, then it's still going to be a tricky one for you. My mum, who's in her 80s, is always losing things because she puts them in a safe place, don't we all? Then she can't remember where the safe place is. When she departs this mortal world, the house clearance will be interesting. We'll definitely find a pair of hearing aids and a set of false teeth, says John. Presumably, wouldn't it be grim if you found the hearing aids inside the set of false teeth? In 1997, when TVs were less fancy, I worked in a pub in Newmarket that had a TV mounted from the roof on a stand. You could only reach the TV with a ladder. On the day of the All-Ireland final, we couldn't find the remote, so the only TV in the pub was stuck on a nature documentary on RT1. Punters were going mad, but no one was willing to go get a ladder. We had to listen to the game on the radio and got to see the highlights when they came on the 6-1 that evening. Someone else says, I lost my dignity years ago. No money can replace it, indeed. That's true. True for all of us. 38 years ago, I lost the mail for the Aran Islands. I put the mail bags on the wrong boat in the docks. It spent a few days getting to Kilronan instead of arriving that afternoon. So if you're living on the Aran Islands and you remember that time 38 years ago when something really important didn't arrive, now you know what happened. My story isn't very exciting, but more frustrating. I got a Leap card when I moved to Dublin 15 years ago. I topped up the Leap card every week during that time and never lost it until 3 weeks ago. I couldn't get over it. I finally accepted it and bought a new one. After 2 days of using my new Leap card, I also found that one. When I was looking for the new Leap card, I found the original one. I lost that one. I see what you're saying there, yeah. I now fell in the... Oh, God, so you've wasted money now on the second Leap card, but you found the first Leap card. That's one of those things that people might go, what does that mean, you lost your Leap card? Is it you're sick of Dublin, or is there some underlying motive behind all of that? I lost my engagement ring on a hen years ago, replaced it and never told my husband. We've probably all done that. There's probably some gift we've all got that we lost or broke and then kind of very quietly went and replaced it because it was given to us by the person we live with, and hopefully they wouldn't really notice. We went on our honeymoon in the 2000s, back when you needed cash. 2 weeks of spending money went missing the morning of your flight. The marriage nearly ended that morning. Neither of us would take responsibility for where we left it. 22 years later, I still think himself left it down the evening before in the show, you say? But maybe that's in the snow. Losing things remind me of the time the Ellie Etna was waiting to pass through the Eastlink Bridge heading for Sir John Rogerson's Quay. The guy who was to raise the bridge brought the wrong key to the control booth. When we hovered off the bridge, he returned and broke the key in the lock. We had to back up and tie up alongside Ocean Pier while they sorted the problem out eventually. From a one frustrated ship's captain, Richie says, I lost my passport and my footing on some stairs at a gig in London years ago. And who picked me up and my passport off the ground? Only your guest the other day, Damien Dempsey. Good man, Damien. And he's a big, strong fella, so he'll be well able to pick you up. I remember once being on a train, this is years ago, going down to Sligo and arriving in the train first thing in the morning and, you know, there was a dining car and I hadn't had any breakfast. And then I got on the car and then the thing didn't open. And I said, why isn't the thing opening? And your man said, we forgot the key. But I tell you what, we'll be passing another train and we're going to stop for the other train and then the fella's going to come out and pass us the key. So sure enough, the train did stop in the middle of nowhere, but it seems as if they didn't have the key either. So what they did get from the other train was a crowbar. So then they crowbarred it open and eventually people were allowed to have their breakfast. Those are the days.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.